You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this feel-good football Friday. Couple NFC East teams in action last night as you get the Eagles beating the Cowboys. If you want to join the show, 888-808-1019. You're going to see the Giants and Commanders. Everybody around here, I feel like, is high on the Giants except me. I don't understand it. I hear a lot of people really excited about them. Chris McMonagle's got them going 2-0 in the first two games against the Commanders and the Cowboys. You and Jerry are all over the Giants. And listen, I really do hope that you guys are right. And I know that there's Giants fans out there that I hear it all the time, you know, in person when I'm out doing stuff and on the social media. Oh, you want the Giants to lose? I do not. I want to hammer this home. I do not want to be in October and have them irrelevant. I just don't believe that they are going to get more than five wins in this season with this schedule, with everything that's going on. They were a three-win team last year, and now we're in this dangerous, weird territory where you got this young quarterback and this coach who needs to win, and what you don't want to do, if you can avoid it, is having Jackson Dart come in, learn this offense, and all of a sudden there's a new coaching staff next year that has to start him, and he's got to learn a whole new offense again, and he's a rookie all over again, essentially.
Well, that's the thing that I just think they're going to be more competitive. The Daniel Jones era is over. They do have a little bit of an exciting young player that, you know, if he has to play, believe me, he'll make some plays. He'll do some dumb things just simply because that's the nature of the beast, but He'll make some plays, but my general feeling about the Giants is just that they're going to be faster on defense, and they're going to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks. So, which should take some of the sting out of some of the problems that Deontay Banks had last year. And look, they rebuilt their secondary. You know, this is essentially a new secondary with the exception of Deontay Banks, I guess. So, but I mean they're gonna pass rush. And hopefully they're going to get some more turnovers this year. And let's face it, the injuries that hit Daniel Jones and his personality in this situation, it was a flat team. I just don't feel like they're a flat team coming into the season this year. I believe that there's truly young, aggressive players that seemed, at least when I saw them at practice, looked a hell of a lot faster than they had over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, but is that going to translate into wins? Because they have to translate into wins for this regime to stick around.
Why shouldn't it?
Well, because just being faster on defense, playing in one of the tougher divisions, and having the schedule that they have is difficult.
I saw two quarterbacks that played really well last night. And that's going to be, you know, the rub for these two guys because they're going to play a third of these three quarterbacks in the division on opening weekend. And they're going to have to control those guys. And you can see how Jalen Hurts is virtually can't control the guy, even though Al hates the guy and hates the way he plays and he slides too much and he runs too much and all this. kind of, you know, secondary playing that he does, that's a big part of Jaden Daniels as well.
Oh, of course.
But yeah. That's why you want to get faster on defense. And that's why this front seven, I can't wait to see them, actually. I'm really looking forward to see how this team comes out, especially with Abdul Carter, and how Russell Wilson hopefully is going to stabilize this offense, at least early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if they got off to a big start and beat the Commanders and a team that went to the NFC Championship game last year, and you go in and knock them off in week one. That would be awesome. And then, you know, traditionally, and I know that things have changed massively with the Commanders with Jaden Daniels being the quarterback, but the Giants have had a ton of success against this franchise, even when they've been bad. So that would be great. It's just that if they end up losing this game and then they go down to Dallas and they start 0-2 and then they got to stare at the Chiefs in week three, it just could get ugly quick because no one's got any patience anymore.
Well, we don't want that, that's for sure. And it's really, I think a lot of it's going to have to do, like if I were a Cowboy fan, coming away from last night's game, I like the way that Brian Schottenheimer handled this team. I like the way that Brian Schottenheimer got the offense going. I like the way that Dak Prescott looked. I mean, they're a completely different team than they were last year because of the quarterback being on the field. Now, it's unfortunate that CeeDee Lamb had as many drops as he did, and it's unfortunate that Miles Sanders fumbled the ball. But overall, I would sit there and say, if I were a fan, it was better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
they should have won the game.
No, they should have won. I'm just trying to see the early line on week two. So the Giants obviously haven't played yet, but the Cowboys are only a 3-point favorite next week as it sits now. Now that could change significantly if the Giants blow out the Commanders or they get blown out or whatever it may be. But it's only Dallas minus three right now.
By the way, you could stream all your local NFL games all season long, kicking off with the juicy week one matchup between Pittsburgh and New York, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Mm. And visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. There you go.
Yeah.
That was like one of those things that's going to be jammed into a red zone.
Oh, that's right. Just like that. Yeah, and while you're there at Paramount Plus, watch Mobland while you're hanging out.
Mobland was awesome.
Why don't you watch a couple of those shows while you're there hanging out? Let's go to John in Boston. What's going on, John?
Boomer Geo, happy Friday.
Yeah, John. What's up, man?
All right, I'm agreeing with my man Al. Philadelphia is just not aesthetically pleasing to watch. I know they're the champs. They're probably going to get back to the Super Bowl. But, you know, I feel like I'm watching the Bad Boy Pistons of the 80s or the Knicks and Heat of the 90s. It's like just not really fun to watch in terms of quarterback play. He's awesome, Jalen Hurts. He may win the MVP for all we know. I still prefer the quarterback who can sit in the pocket, work the pocket, and then navigate downfield and then make layered throws that are just absolutely.
So who's your favorite team to watch then? Who's your favorite team to watch that's aesthetically pleasing?
Cincinnati. And, okay. And again, they went 9-8 last year, but I think Joe Burrow is the best quarterback in the league, especially at a lot of the stuff that is going to translate to a long career as far as reading defenses and ball placement and judgment and
He's
all
already
that.
Already had two major injuries too, by the way.
I got it. And because his offensive line is so pathetic and Boomer, I loved watching you. You were aesthetically as pleasing as any quarterback I've ever seen, especially with the ball fakes, which no one does anymore. Like, you used to trick the cameraman, the director, and everybody that you'd have the ball 12 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and no one knew you had it. Like, that was, to me, that's fun to watch.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that, and it's nice to be known as aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, still to this day, you're very aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, it was funny as Boomer was ready to hang up on the guy and he's saying, Boomer, I loved you too. Then all of a sudden, 30 seconds.
Gotta hear some more of that.
Gotta hear some more of that is right. Yes, I do agree with him that the Bengals are very, very fun to watch because their defense stinks too, and you get a lot of high scoring games and up and down the field, and people love offense. But I don't feel the same way about the Eagles as he does. I mean, there's a lot of plays down the field for them. I mean, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and the big play ability and some of the stuff that Saquon Barkley did last year. I mean, they are not a boring team. This is not the Bad Boy Pistons in any way, shape, or form. I mean, maybe you want to talk about the tush push being a thing that could be boring because it always works. But, I mean, they got big play, splash play ability.
I would have said the Vikings were exciting. The Lions are exciting. you know, when the 49ers were healthy and Brock Purdy was doing his thing, they were exciting. Of course, Josh Allen is exciting and Lamar Jackson's exciting, but they have an extra, you know, a portion to their game that I don't think the previous caller really likes.
Yeah.
But the thing about Joe Burrow and the Bengals, Joe Burrow may throw for 6,000 yards this year.
Yeah.
And Jamar Chase may have 150 catches.
Yeah. I mean, and they may need every single bit of that to make it to the playoffs. And who knows? Maybe their defense is just better this year based on new coordinator and just the fact that they were so bad last year. I don't know.
The coordinator that they had there, Al Golden, was actually on the staff under Lou Anarumo. And then he left and he went to Michigan.
And was that the same Al Golden that coached Miami for a while? That the guy?
I believe that's who it is, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's got a lot of experience, of course.
He does.
So, I mean, Anarumo getting fired was shocking, though.
Yeah, but he's now in Indianapolis.
Landed on his feet?
Yeah, of course.
And good for him. He gets to go from watching Joe Burrow to Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Lucky Lou. That's why they call him Lucky Lou. Always ends up in a great situation.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to Rick in Fort Lauderdale. What's going on, Rick?
So, guys, one thing gives me hope with the New York Jets, and it has to do with your show. Mm. Do you remember back in March when Phil Simms was on the show? Boomer asked him, what do you think of the Jets getting Justin Fields? Do you remember his answer?
Oh, he loved it. He said that was the best place for him, and he was going on and on about how it was the perfect fit.
Exactly. That's the only hope I've had, because I bought into the Kool-Aid for 2 years. Thank you, Phil Simms, for giving me hope.
Yeah, well, yeah, now's the time.
I totally disagree with Phil Simms, by the way.
Yeah, I mean,
Totally. I mean, you know, I don't know what the other alternative was other than to keep Aaron Rodgers, but I've told you a million times that wasn't going to happen because of the McAfee comment. But,
That hope is going to disappear in the first quarter of the game on Sunday.
Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully, you know, he settles down and this is a good offense for him. And
I've never been more confident in offense being terrible than this Jets team.
Okay.
Honestly,
even when, what's his name was here? Zach Wilson? You hated him.
No, well, not hated, but I knew he was a terrible player. Yeah, because I actually had a little bit of hope in the beginning for him. Because we hadn't seen him play.
Right.
And then when I saw him play, that changed. I've seen Justin Fields play. This offense is going to be miserable. Absolutely miserable. There's going to be third and sevens, third and eights, just third and longs in general, and he's going to be throwing the ball at the feet of wide receivers, and he's going to get booed off the field.
Well, maybe he'll do what Jalen Hurts did last night.
Huh. That's cute. That was fun.
Why not?
Because they're the Jets, and the Eagles are the defending champs. Right. And they got guys all over the place that you got to pay attention to.
If I'm playing a guy like Justin Fields, not so much Jalen Hurts, but Justin Fields, I'm just playing zone defense. I'm not playing man-to-man coverage. I'm not turning my back to the line of scrimmage. And I have one defender that is going to be watching him and just trying to mirror wherever he goes. There's no reason to play man coverage. There really is none.
Yeah, I mean, you can't throw the ball. Very well.
He could throw it.
He's not accurate.
He doesn't process things very well. That's the problem. And that has been the problem. And now four systems in 4 years. Good luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, so essentially you're agreeing with me here, even though you gave me a little pushback.
I'm not giving you pushback. I'm just trying to be real.
Well, yeah.
I know Phil's a silver lining guy.
He certainly is. Well, with some things. I think with quarterbacks, he's a silver lining guy. I think life in general, he's not. But silver lining for quarterbacks.
Life in general?
Yeah, life in general. He's just, you know, he's ornery. Just an ornery fella. He was always going after you. He's not finding silver linings with you and me. He's trying to rib us as much as possible. No. You know, things like that.
Shut your ass up.
See, this is what I mean.
That's what we're talking about right there.
Radimus in Houston. What's going on, Radimus?
What's up, my man?
Yes, happy Friday. Yes, we did hear Radimus. What's going on today?
Hey, 3 points real quick. One, as an Eagles fan, I do not agree with what my guy did with, I think it was 5 seconds to start that game. I said, man, this guy's an idiot. If I would have been, that would have smacked him across his face. Mm. That's one. Two, what is the issue with everybody hating the Philadelphia Eagles now? What, Jalen Hurts is an issue? He's the MVP of the Super Bowl. Beautiful-looking quarterback sitting in the pocket, launching it down for you. And then my last point, guys, and I'll listen. Hey, I think is my boy talking about his hair growing up, growing in. Remember, I told you guys I was going to go to Turkey.
Yeah.
I decided not to go to Turkey. Someone told me to start using this thing called minoxidil. And, guys, I'm halfway there to a full-grown beard. Talk to me, guys. I'm looking real good.
Wow, yes, Radimus.
Yeah, send out a picture, Radimus.
All right, I'll send him a picture on Instagram. I'll DM him.
Okay. All right. All perfect. Right. I'll be looking for that. And yeah, minoxidil is like the thing that's a Rogaine and everything, right? That's like the active ingredient in the hair growth situation. So, I mean, Jerry's getting the PRP into his scalp.
Yes.
But I've heard of minoxidil for a long time. That's one of those things. So good for Radimus. He's getting that beard going. He's all fired up, man.
Well, of course, his team won.
His team won. He's got his beard growing in. It's a Friday.
And you know what I appreciate about Radimus is that he did call out Jalen Carter.
He did, as an Eagles fan.
I appreciate that.
Because I think that most Eagles fans, the animals that they are, probably love the fact, since they won the game, that one of their players, their best players, spit on the Cowboys.
Can't have it happen, man.
Yeah, but there'll be T-shirts. They'll be selling them out of, like, shopping carts outside of the link. Guaranteed of the spit flying through the air onto Dak Prescott.
Get your nicer socks side with your T-shirt.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Tom in Dutchess County. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Boomer, I got an issue with your partner.
Okay.
It's the first week. I'm a teacher. It's first feel-good Friday. I've been in the car for a half an hour, and your partner here has been poopy-mouthing both New York football teams before they even played. This is ridiculous. It's feel-good Friday. Yeah. I don't want to hear this. I'm going to teach. I got to teach young students. I got to be happy.
Hey,
and
man.
He's trashing everybody.
Hey, we're happy, Tom, and I apologize you feel that way. You're taking it that way. Listen, I'm happy. We're happy. It is a feel-good Friday. We had a bunch of feel-good summer Fridays. It's a feel-good football Friday. I cannot lie to you about these football teams. I can't do it. I'm not doing it until somebody shows me something. And by the way, you know, everybody else on this show, Jerry, and I don't know what CeeLo thinks. But he doesn't have an opinion on anything, CeeLo, so I'm not sure if he's going to even give us one when he comes up.
He has
up.
An opinion.
No, he isn't. He's Switzerland. He doesn't have a piece.
No,
stays in the middle with
opinion.
Everything.
No, he doesn't.
He does not. He'll even tell you himself. Like, I don't know, maybe this, maybe that. It's not his thing.
Maybe this, maybe
that's
that.
That's what he does. He's Switzerland. So anyway, you love the Giants. Jerry loves the Giants. C-Mac says they're going 2-0. There's a lot of Giants positivity. I just can't do it. I'd love to see it. To me, it seems like we're going to be sitting here in a month going, I can't believe anybody had a positive opinion on this team. That's what it just feels like to
and
me.
Then, you know, in a month's time, if that happens, then you can stand up and beat your chest all
you
want.
No, I'm not I don't do that like you do. That's not me.
I don't do that.
Oh, you love being right. More than the air you breathe, it feeds your soul. You love it so much.
I was right on the pick last night.
See?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Feel Good Football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Week one of the NFL is here. We're talking about how a lot of people around WFAN, including Jerry and Boomer and C-Mac when I'm driving in, are all about the Giants. I am not on the Giants. I was curious to hear what no opinion CeeLo Switzerland has to say about the New York Giants being a Giants fan. Although I feel like his Giants fandom is probably, is it second or third on your list? I know the Rangers is one. They're one. The Yankees and then the Giants next.
Close between the Yankees and the Giants because I admittedly have been spoiled with success.
Yeah.
So it dulls it actually a little bit, if that makes sense.
It does. Certainly.
Yeah, I don't want that to come across the wrong way. It's not like I'm not grateful for the championships I've seen, but, you know, I've lived it.
Yeah.
Whereas with the Rangers, I lived it once as an 8-year-old, and it's been a long
time. Do you have a strong hot take on the Giants?
Hot take? No. Not a hot take.
Yeah, well, Giro's right. You have no opinion.
No. See, there's a difference between you have an opinion, it doesn't have to be a hot take.
Well, I mean, do you have a strong opinion?
I'm of the opinion that I'm not drinking any Kool-Aid on the Giants just yet, you know? I'm excited to watch them, but do I expect them to have a winning record and push for the playoffs? No, I do not.
Over or under 5.5?
I'll go over on that. Okay. I can see, I'm thinking 6-11, 7-10. That's where I'm at with them.
All right. So, well, that would be a good season for them, in my opinion.
I guess, yeah.
It would be doubling the amount of wins.
It depends on what that looks like.
It all depends what it looks like and whether or not Jackson Dart's a part of it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
If Jackson Dart's a part of it, let's say they win 9 games and Jackson Dart's a part of it. Oh, then everybody's coming back. Everybody's good. I think the Giant ownership would be happy with that. And that would be the best case scenario.
My concern with them is always up front with the offensive line. I know Al hates that. You know, Andrew Thomas, again, is he ready to go? Is he not? Yeah. Is he going to last? It never goes well. It's kind of that simple.
All right, here's another one. Will Brian Daboll be coaching this team next year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, but I think Boomer believes that as well.
I do.
Okay. I think things would have to go disastrously bad for him to not be
that. It's like John Maris has got to be exhausted of having to always change and always start over.
Yeah, but I mean, if there's something the young quarterback here now.
Right. If something collapses, then that's a different story. Then you react in kind. But the hope is to try to stabilize a franchise around a young quarterback when that young quarterback's ready to take over.
Joe in the Bronx joins us on the Fan. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, boys. Happy Football Friday.
Yeah. You got it, Joe. What's happening, brother?
All right. So I was wondering, with Al being the non-official WFAN Boar's Head spokesman, when are you guys going to his house for a Boar's Head spread?
You want to know something? Al is the official Boar's Head spokesman. There's nothing non-official about it. So why are we coming to your apartment?
Well, I have a different group of friends that I bring over for my various barbecues.
Mannequins?
And not mannequins, actual people, but there's a whole bunch of us. I don't know if we have the room for everybody.
We got
here.
A lot of bologna, salami,
so different turkeys, cheeses, of course, hams.
Right, hams.
Yeah, all these things.
Turkey. I know turkey's big on
your deal. Yeah, turkey's very big at my place.
Yeah, the Cajun chicken, I think you talked about. Chicken. Yeah, okay. You talked about that on the roll. You slapped that on there.
Yeah, with the various cheeses. Yeah.
Slap it on there.
Yeah, the various cheeses.
Oh,
Yeah. Someone told me the other day, actually, no, it didn't tell me. It was a TikTok or an Instagram, that bologna is just hot dog pancakes.
I could see that. That makes sense.
And it does now. It's all I think about. Yeah. That bologna is a hot dog pancake.
I haven't had bologna in, man, many moons. Hot dog, sure.
Yeah, I would say it's been a decade or more for bologna. It's probably 20 years, I'm thinking now.
Yeah,
bologna.
I'm closer
maybe
to
actually,
20.
You know what? It's got to be more than that. I probably haven't had bologna in 30 years.
Yeah. Like a, you know, brown bag lunch meat, like elementary, middle
yeah,
school.
Yeah, yeah. A little bologna sandwich
cheese,
in there.
Yeah, on white bread.
Bologna's still going strong with kids? Probably not.
Not in my house.
You know, they used to fry the bologna in Pittsburgh, call it jumbo. That was the thing that they did there. They'd put like olive oil in a pan, throw these slices of bologna in there, call it jumbo, and then make it part of a breakfast. Bizarre.
That sounds miserable.
Yeah, it kind of was. Never got it.
We just got the chills.
No, this is from a man who still eats liverwurst. So.
Yes, where I could find it.
You can find it everywhere.
Yeah.
You go into any of these delis, they got liverwurst for you.
Another one I haven't had in probably about just as long as the bologna, if not longer.
What's your classic liverwurst sandwich again? You have like the one you like that's on rye, I think.
Liverwurst on rye with either cheddar or American cheese and mustard.
There you go.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, I would have one of those right now.
You would?
I would. I'd eat liverwurst.
By the way, I was trying to get a little something bite to eat here. I don't know who has the vending contract here, but they suck. Either the guy's dead. Or he's on strike.
Oh, the vending machine guy.
Yeah, the vending machine guy. Or the guy's either dead or on strike or just doesn't want to work.
Or he's got more vacation time than
why don't we just take over?
Well, I'd love to be a vending machine guy.
So
we got
plenty of them here and they're never stocked. So and
Al's vending machine C4 is air.
Right, we could do Al's vending. All healthy
seed oil free chips.
Yes. I have it.
What do you think?
C5.
Do we find out who has this contract up here or no? And is it with the building or is it with Odyssey?
Good questions.
A lot of questions that Al needs to get to
I
the bottom.
Ask. I'm
get to
ask.
The bottom of it and let's do Al's vending.
Like, it is empty over there. I mean,
we used to have more of them here. They downsized the amount of vending machines.
Yes. I love this video. This is Boomer rating the Kansas City station, sports station at our company.
Yeah, he was like, look at all these options.
All this free stuff. I had no idea.
It wasn't free.
And you see the white thing right
next to it? That's where you pay for it.
You're supposed to pay for it there. So I had no idea.
What else can I take? Video of this is amazing. Why is it that we have the clearest video in the world? I could see what Boomer is drinking here, but anytime you try to see a criminal, it's all this fuzzy black and white stuff. I mean, think about this. Can we get those type of cameras out there in the streets for crying out loud? Anyway, what were you saying about we got to find the vending machine?
I'm saying we used to have more of them, and they downsized the number of them. And you think, okay, less, but let's make sure they're stocked. And now there's less, and they're empty.
So, Al, what would it take for Al's boring vending?
Well, just the okay and the keys to the machine so that I could open them up and start shoving
I think we get rid of these machines, and we got to do new machines.
Bring my own things in here,
and have it all branded.
Okay.
I don't know why we're not doing this.
Because there's probably some vending machine union rules or something.
Vending machine
not in this
union.
Building.
There probably is. I mean, there's got to be. There's got to be.
And if I start stuffing stuff in there, the big rat's going to be out in front of our building.
Yeah.
They moved the one by our entrance, by the elevators, in the sales floor somewhere. I think they did that. So
they
that
did
one
that?
That might have some stuff.
That's
in
the
it.
One with the ice cream that's been in there for about 30 years. I'm just talking about we have vending right here off the
in the Steve the Summers break room.
Break room. And then we have vending back in the cafeteria, the
kitchenette. Yeah,
I'll go look for the one in the sales office. See if anything's in there because the salespeople are not coming in today. That Bangladesh call center,
that Friday
tumbleweeds. Tumbleweeds.
No
you
way.
You know it. All right, Seal, you got
I had a great deal for somebody, too. I just was going to hand it to, just to see who would do it. No, he's here. I'm not going to hand it to anybody.
Now. Oh, you're talking about you had some money for him, like some sales, like a great situation.
I had a great deal for him.
Yeah, so now you just take it yourself. You know what? But they just, because they're not showing up to work. Yeah, I'm with you.
Slackers.
Yeah. All right, Seal, you got about 5 minutes
here. Awesome. Let's do a little compare and contrast. High bar always set by Kevin Harlan, especially doing these NFL games for Westwood One. So here he was on the call for last night's Cowboys-Eagles season openers. Heard here on The Fan. Action-packed first half.
Shotgun formation. The snap. The handoff to Barkley. Over the guard. Breaks a tackle. 10. Outside. The 5. Touchdown, Philadelphia. Saquon Barkley. 10-yard touchdown run. And the Eagles have taken the lead.
All right, solid.
Oh!
Stock Kevin Harlan call there. 21-17 with the extra point. Final minute, first half. Meanwhile, same stadium, different booth, same play. Our guy Jerry Recco handling play-by-play duties for Compass Media Network.
Barkley in the backfield with Hurts. Shotgun snap. to give it to Barkley up the middle. 10 to the 5. Breaks a tackle. Wow. Fights his way into the end zone for an Eagles touchdown.
Oh.
First of the season for Saquon Barkley. And Philadelphia takes their first lead of the night. And again, a scrum after the play.
A little more detail, a little more juice from Jerry.
A little more color.
You know?
Who's Jerry working with?
Brian Baldinger.
Brian Baldinger.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, remember
he's
the
making
whole
noises.
Mangled
what?
Finger
yeah, yeah.
thing.
You know,
he's making noises.
A football
in there.
Man reacting to what he's seeing there live on the field. You
That's
know?
Right. Just a grunt here or there. You know what's going on. Yeah.
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 Did have a few of those scrums, even after the Jalen Carter spit heard around the world. More on that in a minute. Cowboys end up kicking a field goal into halftime. So it was 21-20 at the break. You had no punts in the first half. Much different story the rest of the way. You had an Eagles field goal, rather, midway through the third quarter. And they opened the season where they left off in Super Bowl 59. A victory, 24-20 atop Dallas. Got it done without Carter. Ejected before the first play from scrimmage for spitting on Dak Prescott, who had spit in the general direction of the Eagles defensive line, but with no intent, as he would explain post-game.
I probably spit 1,000 times throughout the game. I mean, especially game day, maybe even in general, and something I guess I'm not proud of. But in that case, he was trolling, I guess you could say, trying to mess with Tyler Booker. I was just looking at him. I was right here by the two linemen, and guess I needed to spit, and I wasn't going to spit on my linemen, and I just spit ahead.
And then he looked to stick up for Booker, the rookie first-round guard out of Alabama.
I'm wondering why you're trying to mess with the rookie. And so when I step through, I actually say the words, like, what the hell would I, excuse me, but I'm probably even more colorful. What would I need to spit on you for? And he just spit on me in that moment, and it was more of a surprise than anything. Refs obviously saw it through the flag. I was like, hell yeah, we get 15 yards to start the game off. Didn't realize he was getting ejected.
He sure did. And just like that, we were off and running with the 2025 NFL season, which continues tonight with the Chiefs-Chargers YouTube game from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Have a little bit more on that coming up next hour. Let me give you the Yankees thriving player of the game. I know we played this already last hour, but we're going right back to it. Brought to you by ThriveWell Infusion.
Grish can pick up this run. Here's a drive deep to right, and he did more than pick up a run. That bad boy is gone. A three-run homer, Trent Grisham. And the Yankees have an 8-3 lead. Another home run for the Grish. He's got 30 of them.
Dave Sims here on the Fan. Big three-run shot to give the Yanks a five-run cushion. They went on to beat the Astros 8-4, taking the rubber game of the series. Grisham 2-for-5 with the three RBIs. He's now got 12 homers and 24 ribbies since the start of August. He has really come on strong to put together quite the season. He's our Yankees thriving player of the game. Brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. So Grisham and the Yanks begin this 12-game gauntlet with a series win over a team that has certainly owned them for the last decade or so, especially in that ballpark.
Oh, it feels good. A series against a playoff team, playing game, meaningful games like that down the stretch, I think it's good for us going forward.
And they overcame some more questionable umpiring in this game and another rough outing for Luke Weaver, who couldn't quite get through the seventh inning, but Fernando Cruz picked him up. And Carlos Rodon picked up his 16th win. He is now tied for the major league lead in that category, 16-7 with a 3.12 ERA. Yanks back home to begin a series with the Blue Jays. Tonight, you got Cam Schlittler and Kevin Gausman with pregame coverage at 6:25 here on The Fan. The Mets are back in action. Three-game series against the Reds in Cincinnati. David Peterson, Andrew Abbott, 6:40 first pitch on Odyssey Mets Radio. Then you got Brandon Sproat coming up for his major league debut in Sunday's series finale in Cincinnati.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Patty.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
The city's biggest indoor pickleball event is coming back October 10th and 11th, and it will sell out. Sign up for the fun or for the cash prizes. Go to 1010wins.com/pickleball for all the info. The pickleball tournament is presented by Nissan. At Nissan, we make cars that thrill. Experience the thrill for yourself today. Shop NissanUSA.com. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this feel-good football Friday. You know that football season is back when certain callers jump in. There's guys that only call during football season or when football stuff's going on, and this is one of them. And he is a great Giants fan who calls this show. I think we probably heard from him around the draft, but now we're probably going to hear from him every week because he's got good takes on his team. That's Conrad in Cherry Hill. What's going on, Conrad?
Oh, man. Thank you, Gio. I appreciate that.
Well, you're welcome, Conrad. I'm trying to be in a good mood before I tell you Giants are going to suck again.
But and I'm here to tell you, I got a hot take for you.
Ooh.
I think that my Giants are going to win the division.
Okay, and
I'm going to tell you the reason why. Booms, looking at the game yesterday, I saw the lack of Michael Parsons and the Dallas defense. They really were not able to get that pressure that they needed to Jalen Hurts. That's one part of that. I think the second part, when I'm looking at the Eagles now, some of you look at that defense has been, you know, hit with some of the people that they've lost, whether it be Graham that retired, and you look at their defensive line. Now, I know Carter was thrown out, but it still doesn't resemble that defense that we saw last year. I know in the beginning of the year, defenses are typically ready to go more or less in the offenses. So when I look at my team, I think that my team is going to be able to compete in this division. I think Burns is going to have a career year. And I think the pressure that we're going to be able to, you know, bring to the quarterback is going to allow our defensive backs to really have a great year. We spent a lot of money this offseason in the backfield, so in our secondary. So I definitely think that the Giants are primed to take over this division. Washington is going to be competitive, but I think that they're a little bit older than the Giants as far as defensive-wise and offense. But that's my take on this, hot take. I think that the Giants are going to win the division, and I am so pumped up.
Well, listen, I don't know if you're a gambling man. I'm glad that you're pumped up, and good luck to you on Sunday. But if you really believe the Giants are going to win the division, you could put a small amount on that and win a large amount of money.
Yes.
So I'm not encouraging you to go and gamble if you don't want to.
Yes.
But if you really believe that, I think even $10 could win you a significant amount of money.
The most important position in football is the quarterback. And let's face it, the three teams, two of them we saw last night, and of course, Jaden Daniels, what I expect him to be this year. You know, those three teams have better quarterback situation than the Giants do right now. And that's no slight at Russell Wilson or Jackson Dart or Jameis Winston. It's just reality that these other guys are all in their primes. And the fact is that you're talking about a second year superstar in Jaden Daniels, who I do believe is going to take the next step. So I understand where Conrad's coming from. I do believe that they are going to be better than their 5.5 win projection. I think that they're going to be better on defense. I think they could have one of the best pass rushing teams in the NFL. That's how good I think they are. And especially with Dexter Lawrence, you know, kind of anchoring that defensive line, I'm pretty bullish on the fact that, like Conrad said, the secondary is going to be better too.
All right, now, listen, Vegas gets things wrong, but it gives you a sense of what people think about teams, right?
All right, yeah, so, but you never know. Did we think that Jalen Carter was going to get thrown out of the game?
No. I'm just talking about a team situation here.
Right.
And injuries happen, whatever. I'm just giving you a flavor of where Vegas thinks
you
that
like
the Jets
flavor,
and Giants
flavor.
Are.
Give us a little flavor.
All right, so the team that is Vegas believes is the least likely to win their division in the entire NFL.
Saints.
No. That's not a great division, so that's probably why.
Giants?
No, the Giants are tied for second.
Tied for second. The team that's... So it's not somebody from the NFC South. Let's go with the Raiders.
No, the Raiders are... They got a big number. They're plus 1,100. They're
Seattle?
Like... No, Seattle is plus 550.
Jets.
The Jets are also tied for second.
God.
So
I still haven't found the first team. What am I missing?
You know this. You're just having a brain fart. You know this 100%. Think about the worst quarterback situations in the game.
I said the Saints.
I know. Think the second worst. Think of a team that never wins.
They're the Browns.
Yeah. All right. So the Browns are the, according to Vegas, the least likely to win their division.
You know, I don't even think of the Browns. That's why, I don't even think
right.
of them.
I know. You're right. The few people do. So the FanDuel Sportsbook has the Browns at plus 3,000 to win the division, the least likely. And then the second least likely, they have the Jets and the Giants, both tied at plus 1,700 to win their divisions. And even the New Orleans Saints have better odds to win their division than both the Jets and Giants.
That's just because, you know, nobody believes in that division. That's why.
Well, it's true. That's a big part of it. If you put the Saints in either the NFC or AFC East, they probably have worse odds than the Jets and Giants. But still, it shows you where you're at with these two teams. So if Conrad really believes in the New York Giants to win the division, let's see. I'll click on that. Let's say he wanted to bet, even $10 wins you $170. I mean, why not, right? I mean, if you had $100 to spare and the Giants win the division, $1,700.
Did you see Jalen Hurts just creating plays last night?
With his legs?
I mean, creating plays, extending plays. I mean, they still should have lost the game if Miles Sanders doesn't fumble and, you know, CD Lamb does what he gets paid to do. And that's just catch the football.
Mm.
I mean, that's really what it, you know, there's 5 or 6, 7 plays coaches believe that determine the outcome of these games. And this is another one score game. And to me, Dallas looked the part, at least on offense. In the second half, it was hard to watch that game because not a lot of things were happening. I think maybe the delay took whatever momentum the game had out of it. And maybe they're not ready to play 4 quarters yet. But I will say Dallas looked better than. They looked like they should have looked in the first half offensively. Like Dak was making plays.
He was. And him being back, it cannot be understated.
You can't blame him for CeeDee Lamb dropping passes.
Right. Or Miles Sanders.
Fumbling. And that's all it took. One turnover.
Yeah. I mean, they're right down there on the one after the personal foul in the end zone. unnecessary roughness. And then they get a penalty. And then obviously the turnover. It's just, that's why I said.
Turnovers and penalties. That's why Aaron Glenn is saying, look, no more penalties. And we got to force turnovers. Same thing for the Giants.
Yep. The Giants and the Jets. Here we go again. Excited to see them play. And maybe we get a shocker. Oh, yeah. WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon.
Oh, look at that.
Boomer
so
and
let me ask, I'm going to ask you a real quick question before we go to the break. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 new head coaches, 6 new head coaches in the league, 7 new head coaches in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Johnson, Schottenheimer last night, Liam Cohen, Pete Carroll, Mike Vrabel, Kellen Moore, Aaron Glenn. Who has the best record out of those 7 guys?
I mean, it's Vrabel.
Not even close. Not even close. Even with Liam Cohen down there in Jacksonville?
I don't believe in that guy.
Duval!
I cannot predict positive things for that man. Can't do it.
I mean, how about Brian Schottenheimer?
He
looked the part last night.
He would be my second choice.
Yeah.
I'm going to save Vrabel. I'm going to save
Ben Johnson.
I can't do that.
That guy knows the Bears. And the
can't
Vikings.
Do it. Can't do it. But I mean,
J.J. McCarthy on the road at the Bears this week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, I'm
you
not
excited. You're a little nervous.
No, I'm
hands clammy.
Expectations are low.
Are your hands clammy?
My hands are not clammy. I don't get clammy for clammy hands for NFL football anymore. I get clammy hands when I'm standing over a downhill chip, but not for NFL football any longer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.